Anyway, this is 40 Acres and the Clone Mule, your weekly establishment of balance between weekday and weekend. We're going to have a few circumstantial happenstances today, and sort of just doing some mixing and playing some songs. There'll be some sound collages, and then there'll be total music sections. So that's how it'll work. And close to you, buddy.
Tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
We were hiking off the White House late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change. It's not global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies, let the president rest behind his own protective levees. They're doing the climate mash.
The climate mash.
Real science is bad.
The climate mash.
Solutions are trash.
The climate mash.
And they do it for the cash.
Yeah.
The creatures were having fun. Our Congress was overrun. We couldn't tell the mindless zombies from the elected ones. Now we can stop this. We have the technology. But first we have to get past industry ideology. We need your help. I'm glad to show you how. Tell your leaders in Washington to save our climate now.
You're doing a heck of a job, zombie. Hey, the snow melted. Great. So we can drill over here. Yeehaw. And here. And here. And here.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do some severe damage to a Beatles song now called I Am Der Walrus.
I'm crying, sitting on the corner bank, waiting for the man to come. A couple rich and t-shirts singing about a Tuesday, man, you've been a naughty boy, you let your face go wrong. I am the egg man, they are the egg man. I'm crying, I'm crying. Yellow man of custard, sipping some red ketchup's eye. Grandma on the bridge where I'm going to grab my grease to smoke. I've been a naughty girl, you let your cornhole down. I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman. I am the walrus, the ghost of doom. Sitting in an English garden, waiting for the sun. But if the sun don't come, you get a tan from standing in the English rain. I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman. I am the walrus, the go-go-go-go, go-go-go-go-go. Experts, expert joking smokers, don't you make the joke of us if you rule. Say I'll be done like things in a spicy harvest night. I'm crying, simple in the future. I'm an every headphone tower. You think we'll see an artist, a man, you should have seen him kick the nigga out and go. I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman. I am the walrus, the doom, 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 the
My name is Martin, and you're listening to Kaput Radio. Do you watch occasionally trailers of movies that are coming up soon, or in the pipeline,
and
on
my
YouTube,
Homeland Security Director to develop a joyless world?
Did you see the trailer of 2013, The Sequel?
Victory.
But let me ask you some really important questions, three questions, relating to this program. First, what is snake oil?
We will fight progress.
Second, how to make snake oil?
And
third, how to sell snake oil? Or put
and
in
music,
another way,
and
what
laughter,
snake oil is not,
and women,
how to destroy
and Christians,
snake oil, and how
and
to
Jews,
sell the seller.
And all Muslims.
How do we get people to stop believing in a myth they've believed in for centuries?
Our cause is just. And no matter how long it takes,
the world run when Dick shoots his gun. See how I lie, I'm lying, sitting on my own brain, waiting for the end of days. Corporation profits, bloody oil money, I'm above the law and I'll decide what's right or wrong. I am the egghead, I'm the commander, Coo-coo-ca-choo, Baghdad City, policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, see mothers cry. I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying. Uranium, imaginary WMDs. They classify and fax, expose and secret agent tax, cuts for the wealthy, leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead, I'm the commander, I'm the decider, cuckoo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead, I'm the commander, I'm the decider. Coo-coo-ca-choo, coo-coo-ca-choo.
That's how I listen to all voices. He writes the final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld. In Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make.
Don't go to hell. Please, I beg you, don't go to hell.
I've taken a lot of heat for saying it goes back to the Crusades.
Barely 100 years after Muhammad's death, the Islamic Empire had spread far and wide.
When Iraqi civilians looked into the faces of our servicemen and women, they saw strength and kindness and goodwill, and war is what they got.
My father is not a human father. My father is a member of the evolutionary level. About the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
When one person suffers from a delusion, it is called insanity. When many people suffer from a delusion, it is called religion.
If you define mental illness as anyone who hears a voice talking to them, then anyone who has heard the voice of God is crazy.
I'm willing, God.
There is no such thing as a Christian child.
What do you think when, do you mind imagining a human corpse nailed to a cross?
Jesus, is this for real?
Anyway, the thought is this. Must turn that off.
I think they should just be weird random thoughts. Just have somebody on who says things like, I wonder why they don't make spoons longer so they can reach the bottom of a jar of salad cream. If you're religious, you say something like, the other day I was wondering why they don't make spoons long enough to reach the bottom of a jar of salad cream. And I thought, that's a bit like Jesus.
Of creation, it could do anything. It could make dreams come true, even yours.
Superstition.
God recalls the tracheas of millions of Indonesians. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Representatives of the Lord God blame a faulty Indonesian windpipe valve for a forced recall of all models created in 1997 and 1998. God's spokesperson Eric Peterson says the sudden accumulation of Indonesian souls alerted the Lord to the problem, and he promises a timely solution.
This is a very costly thing to proceed with.
Christmas was in 79, plenty of change in good sight. Peanuts, bread and Coldplay chairs, that's why America is in check. Last white Christmas, no snow fell, the underdog rose instead. Last white Christmas, no snow fell, the underdog rose instead. Let's touch die.
Fire your heavenly song. I reckon go, yeah.
Hello? Is there anybody here? Isn't this about three? Wait a minute, There's a sign. It says Boise. It says Boise. That explains it. It looks like a dentist office. There are lawn sprinklers. Here's another sign. It says KDSU. And you know what that spells? Dental work. Time to blow this place.
Whatever the kids are calling it these days.
Ah, this is much nicer.
Don't have to beat it.
The people are happy. They're popping hand in hand. They must have good music here.
And as you can probably tell from what's going on behind me, the war on Christmas has been fully
in a state of death. Halloween is a breath of fresh air.
Run, Theodore, look out! They got Theodore. Over here, behind the piano! I can't feel my tail. Come on, we're gonna make it. Come on, don't give up. No, gone without me. It's too late. Simon. Oh God, look at you. They got me.
Boy, one thing about Christmas will not leave me alone, and that is a song that they play at Christmas time. It is the eeriest, most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard, and I like Christmas music, so I'm not against Christmas music. I'm against this dark, disturbing song, and it's called Christmas Shoes. And it's a... Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Jesus God. The song is called Christmas Shoes, and it's by a Christian group called New Song, which I don't know why would you name your group New Song? You're just going to be living in an Abbott Costello routine for the rest of your life. Yeah, we got a new song. By who? Exactly. What? So, the song is called Christmas Shoes, and I'm going to take you through it very briefly. So the first verse of the song is...
Well, it was all done, and Gomorrah times are good. With abomination, lust, excesses, and then drug, destroy, and drink, and rich fire and brimstone drink. It's all done, and Gomorrah times are good.
Jesus will begin next month. A controversial counseling center linked to the evangelical Hillsong Church says bad publicity has eroded its funding to the point where it's now shutting down completely. The consumer watchdog the ACCC has been investigating Mercy Ministries. The reason? Media reports that young women seeking psychological and medical support were instead essentially enrolled in a Bible program. Some young women say they couldn't leave the treatment center and that staff would exorcise them.
They learnt that they had been brought in for reasons of sin, they needed to repent, they needed to become born again. Oftentimes this involves exorcisms.
Now, Mercy Ministries has announced it will cease operations in Australia because it's no longer financially viable.
Key people from Hillsong Church over the years have been involved in Mercy Ministries.
Look, Alex, there's various sort of different definitions of cults, but they really come down to the question of control, behaviour control, mind control, emotional control, and the way that, I guess, leaders of some of these organisations, religions or otherwise, can exercise an enormous amount of control through various manipulative techniques over their members. And the Excluded Brethren fall very much into that category. They restrict people's time to do things outside the Brethren. They say that if you leave the Brethren, you'll be damned. They put a strong series of rules around your behaviour so that if you transgress, you can be punished, and so the desire to transgress is diminished. Some people prefer the term bad religion rather than cult, but it amounts to a similar thing, and that is a group that takes the religious impulse and, I guess, perverts it into a social scheme where people are under very heavy control and influence.
Senator Nick Xenophon used parliamentary privilege last night to declare that Scientology is not a religion, but a criminal organisation that covers up offences and abuse by its members.
Scientology is not a religious organisation. It is a criminal organisation that hides behind its so-called religious beliefs. What you believe does not mean you are not accountable for how you behave. The letters received by me, which were written by former followers in Australia, contains extensive allegations of crimes and abuses that are truly shocking. Crimes against them, and crimes they say they were coerced into committing. There are allegations of false imprisonment, coerced abortion, and embezzlement of church funds, of physical violence and intimidation, blackmail, and the widespread and deliberate abuse of information obtained by the organisation.
Some bloke arrived in a spaceship and something about Johnny Travolta and Tom Cruise and jumping on couches.
You tell the ashtray, sit in that chair. Then you actually go over and put the ashtray in the chair. Then you tell the ashtray, thank you. Former Scientologist Mark Headley describing a church therapy designed to rebuild your ability to control things.
Group Youth for Human Rights has been sending out DVDs and brochures that acknowledge the founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. Hubbard, a science fiction writer, died in 1986.
They're not being upfront in terms of their affiliations, and this shouldn't be used as a recruitment mechanism for new members of the Church of Scientology.
Accused of a range of crimes using parliamentary privilege, including forced imprisonment, coerced abortions, physical violence and blackmail, and as you say, all those allegations were based on correspondence from former members, and that correspondence was tabled in the Senate and shared.
Does not want a stem cell to suffer, so that fully blown human beings continue to suffer instead. And that is not the only dotty concept that you'll hear here tonight. Homosexual people are told by Islam, Judaism, and the main Christian religions that they should not have sex. Some of the more zealous brands add the requirement that homosexuals are better off dead, which is much the same thing. Pedophile priests appear to be in a different category. The church goes to inordinate lengths to protect them and its coffers from the clutches of raped and damaged victims. It is thought by some political observers that it was the United States Supreme Court's abortion decision in Roe versus Wade that so distressed evangelicals that they voted in their droves for George W. Bush in 2000. Of course, five members of the Supreme Court actually elected Bush as president, but there's no doubt about it. Religious fundamentalism is an exciting guiding hand in US domestic and foreign policy. You can see it in the AIDS program. The president's emergency plan for AIDS relief has pledged a massive $39 billion over 5 years, and a lot of that goes to Africa, where the pandemic is at its most severe. However, AIDS organizations can only get the funding if they preach abstinence, not condoms. If only George Bush Sr. and Barbara had pledged abstinence.
Navidad, Los Perros, I can't speak Spanish, but I can play guitar. Feliz Navidad, oh please touch my bod. Feliz Navidad, Los Perros, Año y Feliz.
There we go.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Christmas. Honey, let me tell you something. Jesus is the only one that can offer you life. I would challenge you to throw away the drugs. dimension. Glory to God, if you want to dance, you can dance in the spirit. Hallelujah. If you want to rap, rap to your friends about Jesus. Whatever it is, if you really want life, you've got to come to know Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. The thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that they may have life. Tell somebody, and not just life,
you know who I am,
but the abundant life.
There's been a war on Christmas. War on Christmas. A war on Christmas. Americans love Santa and Christmas time. There is a war on Christmas. And American retailers really rely on it for the bulk of their earnings.
You're anti-Christmas.
There's a war on Christmas to sell everything. From Coca-Cola to electric shavers, it goes on and on. The war. Happy reunion between tradition, war faith, war business, and just war fun. War is Santa making a comeback. War. War. Christmas time is a lot of fun.
War. War on Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas is Christ's birthday.
War. War. War.
Christ's birthday.
Secular progressives. Why Christmas matters.
War. War.
War. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo.
War.
Under assault by secular progressives. They want a new America.
War.
And inclusive America. Secular progressives don't want Christmas because that stands in the way of legalized drugs. Euthanasia. Gay marriage.
Put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway.
By the way, we're looking at God's resistance.
Hi. Hey, I just read this great script. It's called The Man with a Sponge in Head. And I am gonna do it.
Ah, Mr. Travolta, please take a seat. What seemed to be the problem?
Well, you see, I'm making a sequel to Swordfish. There's a scene in the film where I have to swim in the ocean. And the problem is, I'm afraid of sharks.
Yes, very common. Many people afraid of the shark. Yeah. Sorry,
just trying to find out what's going on. Please call me John Travolta, Hollywood legend.
Yes, okay. John Travolta, Hollywood legend. I want you to listen to my special hypnosis tape, specifically designed to help people overcome the fear of the shark.
Don was born in 1962.
Enjoy your Friday afternoon. Wear 3 rolls of toilet paper on your head and save on hair. Or a football or motorcycle helmet.
And of course, Jesus, that's where the fucking stops. For in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
Fantastic public transportation. Commuter rails that have brought people into the city, the outlying regions, sprawling in every direction, completely destroyed by Hurricane Godot. The subway system, heralded around the world as the best. This side of Moscow, totally flooded, short circuited, blocked.
delicate sensibility from being offended. Christmas starts in October and lasts approximately 2 months. It's lights, songs, special meals, promotions, adverts, decorations, trees, and nativity plays in thousands of our schools. So my question is, how much more do you Christian campaigners think you might need from us before you stop your whining? Seriously. They're like Bill Gates worrying that he might have dropped some change down the back of his solid gold sofa. Hey, didn't I have $100 trillion and 59 cents? You say you want the holiday period to be more Christian. Well, guess what? Some of us aren't Christian and don't want to be. I like Christmas because I enjoy turkey, presents, and my family. In that order. If you want more people Christian, stop bullying gays. Stop trying to censor free speech. And don't squeal like little pigs every time you realise the most important set of ideas.
With his mother no longer an obstacle.
Top 10.
Wait, Tom!
With his neighbour no longer an obstacle. With his dog no longer an obstacle. With the goldfish no longer an obstacle. With the...
Needless to say, people who...
Up on the hill, down by the river, by the ocean, across the field, by the word of the Bugnish, I said, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, I'm coming home. When I was younger, my mama told me, she said, Gina, I wanna smell it. And then she smelled it, and it was smelly. She said, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, I'm coming home. In a dream, Shady was coming, Bugnish was rising up from the mist. He had the scepter of wealth and power, and said, by God, I've come to take you home.
Up on the hill, down by the river, by the ocean, across the field, by the word of the Bugnish, I said, Lord, 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 I'm coming home. When I was younger, my mama told me, she said, Gina, Gina, I want to smell it. She smells it, and it was smelly. And she said, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, I'm coming home. In a dream, said he was coming. Boom, he was rising up from the mist. He held the scepter of wealth and power. And said, by God, I'm come to take you home.
People are assaulted with a more massive barrage of lies than they are throughout the entire world here. Again and again, we'll be told that there was a reporter from the news media, Matthew Clark, who was John assigned to cover this event by Jehovah himself, who acted as their editor-in-chief. Furthermore, they spent their entire lives following this man around, recording all his most important words and actions. And just to make sure there were no actual errors, Jehovah personally proofread all their copy before allowing it to be published in his Holy Bible. This was accomplished throughout a mysterious process called divine inspiration. Therefore, every word they wrote is infallibly accurate. You'll be told that Christ had 12 disciples, some of whom were actual authors of the Gospels, and that the others, particularly Peter, were founders of the Christian Church. You'll be told that everything about Christianity is unique, every word uttered by Moses and the prophets, and Christ was original, and all the metaphysical doctrines and customs followed by Christians today were handed down by God, as revealed for the first time in their Holy Bible. The will of God, as revealed through the Bible, is supposed to be the key to happiness and everything that is good and moral in the world. All evil and immorality is the work of Satan, who God created in order to give man a choice between good and evil. And just think, stage two of the strategic campaign against the devil was launched just a little after midnight on December 25th, 1900 years ago.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
I hereby declare this to be a unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
You
with me, MC Hammer. I am but a humble virgin.
Said Mary, weirdly mentioning her virginity again. Now, MC Hammer had a very interesting message for Mary.
I've toured around the world, from London to the Bay. It's Hammer, go Hammer, MC Hammer, anyway, Hammer, and the rest can go and play. Can't touch this.
And of course, Can't Touch This has become a large part of the Catholic Church's teachings ever since.
It took me to be cured of my illness. Being still a relatively young and fit man, I was still in search of fulfillment. The memory of Olga, Sergei, and my two children motivated me to seek an occupation that would both repay my debt to my great party and obviously help the way to international socialism. I was still unable to resume my lectureship in subnucleonic particle physics, and therefore volunteered to help our Afghan comrades in their great struggle for liberation. I was readily accepted into a motorized maintenance unit. Before I realized that our support for the liberation struggle of our comrades in Afghanistan was not viewed altogether unanimously by the local population. In fact, we were not allowed outside of the barracks unless we were in large armored groups. During our brief stay in Afghanistan, we had discovered some of the very few pleasures open to visitors to this desolate place. A local concoction called hashish was being increasingly used by our troops, and many of the helicopter gunship and tank crews, moreover, would smoke large chillums and joints before embarking on missions around the mountains surrounding Kabul. Every week, comrades who had fallen into the hands of the rebels would be found in various states of dismemberment around the camp. Those unlucky enough to be still alive were sent for rehabilitation to the German Democratic Republic, since this would prevent any undue alarm by our loved ones back home. The wisdom of this policy is evidence of our leaders' great care for their people. Apart from hashish, there was not much to divert one during the cold mountain nights, and increasingly there were signs of the troops acquiring the illness of which I had previously been cured. And therefore, my attention was focused more on looking after the few animals that were kept within the military compound. As is often the case between human beings and animals, a close bond of affection can develop. And I became increasingly close to a camel I named Dimitri. Ah, dear Dimitri. No one can really understand the relationship between a man and his camel. This was the case with the army doctors and my superiors who sent me to convalesce in the German Democratic Republic.
Holiday festivities. is going on at any of the 1.75 billion Clear Channel radio stations at Christmas time. Wow, look at the happy employees cleaning out their offices, probably to make room for the tree. And the upcoming Christmas feast that Clear Channel has undoubtedly organized. Does Clear Channel Broadcasting care about the Christmas spirit? You're right, they do. Look at this formerly high-paid executive. He used to be cooped up in a dingy office every day. But now, thanks to Clear Channel, he's working as a corner Santa Claus.
And you just heard some music from Sonic Youth, Massage the History, from their last album, The Eternal, which came out earlier this year. And before that, we had some music, Xmas at Clear Channel, courtesy of Skidmark Bob's show, Pop Defect Radio, which can be found on the web. The Stranglers, Vladimir and the Beast, before that. Harkening back to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, that particular tune. We had an Xmas mix before that. Ween did Up on the Hill from the God Ween Satan album, which was their first full length. We had a circumstantial Xmas, circumstantial happenstance before that. Nadraj and the Wallrats did Forget It from A Midnight Christmas Mess. Japanese group Shimin did a song called Japan Kills from the album Black Holes. 84 Rooms did Wild Young Winos from the Scream compilation. Scooter and Kaput Radio did a mix there. Well, I mixed their mixes together, let's put it that way. Kaput excerpt from the Snake Oil episode of Kaput Radio. For that, Scooter, an excerpt from his second to latest War on Christmas mix called Chipmunks Die. Liberals Lie, Chipmunks Die, something like that. Legal ID before that. The Triffles did Gloria. Basement 5 did Last White Christmas from A Midnight Christmas Mess. No, that was from a 7-inch, sorry. The Triffle song was from the Midnight Christmas Mess compilation. Basement 5 was a single. Stevie Wonder Superstition mix from Kaput Radio. We had a circumstantial happenstance before that. Bobby Boris Pickett did the Climate Mash. And that's all we got here at 40 Acres and Clone Mule. We'll continue until eternity or 6 o'clock, whichever comes first.